This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Now, you know, look, the thing about it is that, objectively speaking, I can't be objective when it comes to guys like Russ Vaught. I love the guy. I think he's great. He's terrific. He's a conservative, libertarian, fiscal hawk, economic. Yes. But this is why I don't pretend to be a journalist. I'm not a journalist. I'm an opinion maker. I make opinions. I make really, really good opinions. And I make opinions stick. And I sometimes change opinions. And I often am right with my opinions, by the way. Sometimes wrong. Rarely. Sometimes. Every now and then. But rarely. But sometimes. But not always. Not often. And the point of the matter is that if people like the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos would just pretend that they weren't unbiased journalists, I'd be fine. Like, fine. OK, you're not an unbiased journalist. Everybody has a bias in life. I just can't stand people that try to hide their bias. I don't try to hide my bias. Very, very obvious with my bias. I'm a biased individual. We're all biased individuals. If you want to truly be an independent journalist, then act like it. But there's just it's a very hard thing to do. And I'm not really sure many people can pull it off. So I think the more transparency you can have around the political leanings of the station, that's why like ABC, CBS and NBC, for example, in my mind, they're useless because they pretend to be unbiased. Whereas MSNBC, Fox News, you know what you're getting. CNN, I have no friggin' idea what they're doing, but they have no idea what they're doing either. But although to CBS News' credit in the radio, they did mention that when President Trump honors Purple Heart recipients, which is what's going to happen soon, several of the Purple Heart recipients gave the president their medals because he was shot, obviously, at Butler in the attempted assassination attempt. The commander-in-chief being shot, and these Purple Heart recipients deem that to be worthy of their Purple Hearts, which I found to be an incredible story and the kind of thing that CBS would normally not report on. But there you go. I want to play this for you. I have a number of things to get to here, and we have a guest coming up later in the show. I'm really excited about this, too. We're going to talk to a Texas state representative who is the one who authored the bill. Briscoe Kane, Texans deserve lawmakers who show up. I just filed HB 257 to vacate the seat of any legislator who skips 7 straight legislative days without an excused absence. If you abandon your job, you don't deserve the title. So we will talk to Briscoe Kane at 6 o'clock tonight. So that'll be fun. Something to look forward to right there. All right. That'll be good. I was going to wait for Dr. Riley to play the clip of the dumbest thing I've heard all day, but I wanted to share this for you. Chris Cuomo, the lesser Cuomo, falling for an obvious deep fake of AOC, who tells him to use your critical thinking skills. So the lesser fell for. Oh, Riley's there. OK, great. All right. Well, I'll wait for him on this and we can chat with him on this, too. And while we're doing that, I'll tell you the big story of the day is brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. You know what? You know what it's about? It's about care. It's about compassion. That's what it's about. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. So schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today and get a level of care that you deserve. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. With that, let me bring in Dr. Wilfred Riley, whose book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, is a bestseller officially. What's up, Doc? How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great having you. And of course, follow Dr. Riley on X at will_da_beast630. We'll just post a link to it to make it much easier for everybody. Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me is a bestseller. That's great. It was in the category of, and you're like the what? The what was the thing I saw you post? You're like the number one indigenous or something. What was it?
Yeah, the book is still selling well, and thanks for pointing that out. The book's still selling well about 6-7 months after release, which I'm glad to see. And yeah, the category it's in, one of them is like indigenous history and activism. So apparently this has caused some controversy, like people on India. Now, a lot of actual Indians are fine with this, but people on like fairly woke schools on reservations and so on have looked up the top five books in Native American affairs, and mine's been like number one or number two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had chiefs like email me and ask them, what's going on with this? It's pretty funny. It's just an incidental category the publisher put the book in.
Well, there you go. Congratulations on that. I mean, you beat Elizabeth Warren's book in that category. Ba-boom.
Yeah, well, I'm actually substantially more Native American Indian than Liz Warren. I'm like 20% or something like that. So, I mean, I do think that's probably pretty justified. Did you see the New York Post headline showing Warren?
I love
that.
Yeah,
Native American meets African American. Yeah, that's on par with Headless Body and Topless Bar in terms of great tabloid journalist work. But yeah, I too am an Indian according to a fifth of my family, but also according to whatever category we put the book in.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Native American meets African American meets Native American because they both lied on their college applications. Zora Mandami said he was African American, and of course, she famously said she was Native American. Just brilliant and beautiful. And you know what had me thinking, though, the other day? I mean, how do we deal with this going forward, considering how many of us have mixed heritage, mixed race, mixed blood? I mean, this is why we just have to kind of get this crap out of the admissions process altogether, right? Because I mean, everybody's mixed race at this point in America for the most part, aren't you? Unless you like literally came here on the Mayflower. But that's not even true because what's her name? Family came here on the Mayflower. What's her name? The big, you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, no. It's not Warren, is it?
No, the one who was always out there complaining about racism and then was shocked to learn her family came here on the Mayflower.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, maybe?
I was one of them. DeSantis, if you know, text me if you can remember. One of those, it'll come to me. But, I mean, if you go put on a college application, how do you handle that, considering that everybody in some way, shape, or form these days probably has mixed race in them somewhere?
Well, when I've hired junior executives, unless it was illegal to do it for a particular campaign, like we're working with the government or something, I would just take race and even people's names off the application. So you're just looking at the resume.
Good.
And that's a 2-minute ask from HR. So like when people say, well, there's no way to, it's extremely easy. So first of all, if you just want to be mildly corrupt and hire 10% black guys on a sales floor or whatever, all you have to do is hire 10% black guys. You just make two piles of applications. So there's actually no crazy system of like DEI training and so on needed to do that. But if you don't want to do that, I mean, really, you just draw a line through the name on the front and hire the best people. And that's what I would recommend people do. Sorry, what you're seeing right now, I think, is a change in kind of power dynamics in the USA. So in the black community, people used to refer to passing in the 1920s and 30s. And that meant that if you were a light-skinned black dancer or something, you would very likely apply to jobs and say you're a white person because there's an advantage to being white. And now we've kind of reversed that with affirmative action. There's bluntly an advantage to being a minority in a lot of jobs. So, yeah, you see people like Zoran Mamdani is like Indian, but he's from the black nation of Uganda. So when he applied to college, he said he was of Ugandan descent and thus he was black. I mean, you're going to see a lot of people playing these games. We're like, yeah. Bluntly for the parents, you know, if I were Italian but 1/8 Indian, I would definitely tell my kid to say Native American. It's a small category. You know, you're very likely to be one of the better students in it.
Dr. Riley, do you remember the movie? There was a Quentin Tarantino movie. And it was called, what's the name of it? Oh, by the way, Angela Davis was the name of the woman who the black activist who said her family came from the Mayflower. All right. It was a Quentin Tarantino movie, and it had Dennis Hopper in it and Christopher Walken, True Romance. And there's that famous scene where Dennis Hopper is in the chair and Christopher Walken's about to kill him. And he starts going on about how all Italians are N's. Because the Moors invaded Sicily. And so I guess as an Italian, my grandfather came here from Caivano, Italy. I guess the question is, you know, do I have African blood? Am I African American? Could I be African American?
Well, you could exaggerate the fact that you're like 1/18th Ethiopian. Yeah, I mean, no, one of the things I think a lot of people don't understand is that no one checks this. Now, if your name's like Richard Antonio Zioli or something like that, I mean, I think
that's
that
literally my name.
Some...
It's Richard Anthony Zioli. That's literally my name.
Beautiful. But I mean, I assume there would be some like middle class, like black or white lady at admissions somewhere that would just look at this and be like, Mr. Zioli is not Chinese or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, not of African descent. But if you have a fairly neutral moniker and you, I mean, so like Elizabeth Warren did apply to college and for jobs saying she was Native. There's no checking process there at all. Like, you don't need to get a cheek swab that confirms you're, you know, partly quarter Hispanic or something like that. So, you know, if there's any Indian in your family or if you're an eighth black or something like that, I mean, I assume most people would currently be using those identities. The one good piece of quantitative research that my old sparring partner, Ibram Kendi, ever did came when he looked at the dynamics of minorities in college, and he realized that at least a third of the whites, if you look at how colleges break down, had to be saying they were something else. And he put this mathematical model in an article and published it in The Hill, and then put it on Twitter, and within about an hour realized that this was a major mistake, because it kind of torpedoed his whole idea, which is that there's still a ton of racism against black people, specifically. Since he had just proven that there were all these white guys that were pretending to be black or Indian or Hispanic. So as I recall, he took the article down, but yeah, this has been something that people have demonstrated. Like, people have looked at how many people have to be lying. Last thing, but similarly, at Brown University right now, 40% of the students say they're gay. And like, and it's funny because like I'm a Big Ten guy, and making fun of the lower Ivies is a classic art. But like, that can't be true. There's no way to verify it. How do you know she's bisexual? Prove it. You know, like, so people are saying they're bi.
In that case, please prove it.
That's pretty funny for the guys, but no, I mean, it's like, I actually broke down the data because like 41% of the students were gay. And obviously if that were true, it would be no hate for my gay Americans, but it'd be a civilization ending problem. I mean, we're already struggling with fertility, but it turned out like almost none of them were what you think of as gay, like gay men with boyfriends. Like the biggest group was college women that said they were bi. Then there were like non-binary people. Like it went on and on.
It reminds me of many, many years ago. I was on the Wildwood Boardwalk, and they have all the crazy shirts, you know. And one of the shirts that they had was a shirt that said, "I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is." And I cracked up at that. I thought that was hysterical. But it kind of goes with what you're saying right now. Like, that number, if that's actually true, then we're doomed as a population. Like, it's just like at some point, then we're no longer reproducing, or all the babies are being made in labs. They're all Franken babies at that point. It's just not statistically possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the Chicago version of that same shirt is, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20 if you can buy outside Wrigley Field, like our party district. But, I mean, the reality is, like, at some level, we all know 40% of the population isn't gay. I wrote an article about this for National Review once, where it's the same thing if you unpack the national data. Like, a huge percentage of people say they're non-binary, which basically just means, like, I'm an upper-middle-class girl, I want to go into business, I don't fit gender stereotypes. A huge percent of the people said they were trans, which actually is problematic if they're on any kind of drug, but they're still heterosexual.
Yeah.
Which leads to the phenomenon of, like, the trans lesbian on women's dating sites, which is sort of just a guy in a tight-fitting shirt with a wig on. I mean, it's an interesting phenomenon, but you can't deny that if you're a middle-class white kid, or even just, like, black athlete, like, you're a normal person, there's a lot of criticism of you for being a normal person. And so people start trying to take on these weird identities. I'm neurodivergent. And if you added up the category of people that say they're black or native or whatever, and you added that to the category of people that say they're gay or bi, and you added that to the category of people that say they're crazy, I mean, you're probably well over 100% of the youth population, actually.
Dr. Wilfred Riley's with us. Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me is the book, and you should get it. And by the way, the old way they used to check on that number about girls being bisexual was called Girls Gone Wild. They would just send a bus to college campuses, but they did away with that. So, you know, now I don't know how they do it. Let's move on to a topic that I absolutely love here. This is, I actually really thought that this was parody, and I'm now killing myself that I didn't make this up. That I didn't wake up this morning and record this video as what a lefty would say about putting a colony on the moon. But here's Neil deGrasse Tyson on CBS Mornings, why he's worried about putting a colony on the moon, cut 32.
But if we want to keep growing a population, or if we want to live forever, all right, we're going to need another planet.
So is that the moon? Because
I don't want to live on the moon.
Right? Will it serve as a functional life source eventually for human beings? And B, we know how the age of colonialism worked on this planet. Should we be trying to colonize and saying that there's a keep out zone that not other countries can participate in?
Well, the real problem with the colonization history in Western civilization is that there were people already there.
Right.
Right? There are no moon beings that were displaced.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Colonization, Dr. Riley. That's why we can't, you know, the history of Western colonization, so we probably shouldn't do it on the moon, you know?
Well, to be fair to a friendly rival, Neil deGrasse was actually pretty funny in that situation where the guy asked him, should we worry about colonialism? And he kind of just says, you idiot. I mean, there aren't people on the moon. So the problem with colonialism, which, by the way, wasn't a Western invention. I mean, Genghis Khan conquered, I think, Russia, China, Persia, Arabia, and India. So the greatest conqueror of all time was an Asian guy on a horse. But the problem with that kind of thing was, like, the scientist said, there are already people there. There aren't people on the moon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there are some practical questions about these external habitats. Like, I don't know why we wouldn't build cities out in the ocean or colonize Antarctica before we try going to Mars and building kind of a barely livable environment there where the first wave of people would probably die in pretty large numbers.
But also, even before we get to all that, the underlying premise, of course, of this is that climate change is going to destroy the Earth and make it unlivable. And, I mean, you first have to accept that hypothesis before you can move on to us colonizing the freaking moon, right?
Yeah, and I think this is one of those things where kind of a male-coded, like, not cruel but aggressive approach to the world is actually necessary. I mean, so climate change is not going to render the world uninhabitable. The risk of climate change is that we react to it the way we did to COVID-19. Where, like, the actual burden of climate change will be felt by, like, Somalia. I mean, countries that are currently desert are going to experience some issues if the world gets 2 degrees warmer. And so there's a real risk that kind of Western countries that are actually the enemies of most of those states are going to reduce our quality of life by maybe half to prevent deaths in other places. And I can see the same thing we saw during COVID-19, like, just one life. How could you kill a human being, you monsters? And I think it's important that people engage in, like, a practical level of rational cruelty, for want of a better word, and just say, no, I'm not going to not drive a car. I'm not going to not send my kid to college because other countries' governments made mistakes when it came to the environment. The actual effect of climate change that's predicted in the best kind of Swedish research is that the world is going to get, I think it's 1.25 degrees warmer over the next 100 years. It could be 2 degrees warmer over the next 125 years.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think we're all going to have to flee to the moon. I think there are going to be positives, like all of the what would be great farmland in Canada now in the Taiga Belt. Gonna be, you could grow wheat there or whatever. Maybe. I don't even know if it's going to get that warm. But you're going to see areas that are dry and desertified now get worse. Like, you're going to see sea levels rise a little, and you're going to see cities like Miami build seawalls. So I think this is another one of these Y2K-style, peak oil-style, heterosexual aid-style hysterias where there's a real problem, but where the things people are saying about it are just crazy.
Yeah, well said. And you know what? I mean, I can handle two and a half degrees. Like, I'm pretty sure I can handle that. I think we could all handle that. Like, that's okay. You know what I mean? I'm not a big fan of the heat, but, like, that's... I can handle it. And then, you know, the other thing too with the hysteria from the left, and I'll leave you on this, the population bomb. You remember that book that came out, that myth that, you know, the too many people, we can't handle it? I think we're doing just fine.
Yeah, my upcoming book, Confidently Wrong, which isn't even really a plug right now. It won't be out for another 8 months or whatever. But
never too early, my friend, to start plugging.
Start promoting your stuff. No, but I mean, Confidently Wrong from HarperCollins. But in all seriousness, the book takes a pretty empirical look at why experts have been so wrong for such a long period of time. Because, like, we have seen these 15 or 20 projected doomsday scenarios. Like, we saw peak oils 1 through 8. We saw the population bomb. Like, one of the best bioethicists in the world literally said India was going to be wiped out. Hundreds of millions of people were going to die. We saw global cooling before we saw global warming. The major predictions on COVID from Ferguson and Pueo were that 10 million people in America were going to die by like 2020. So when people see these hysterical doomsday predictions and you see the scientists looking over at you like, what are you? Where'd you go to college? You know, there actually is a response, which is like, you guys have said this a bunch of times. I mean, you said this about chlorofluorocarbons. You said this about Y2K. You said this about acid rain. You said this about the ozone hole. And in every single time, we've either worked together, the USA, Britain, and France, and India, and so on, to fix the problem.
Yeah.
Or the problem has basically just gone away. You do some computer recoding, or you realize you can take off your second shirt, and you just go on living.
It's like the other day, my wife does some work with a company that deals in chemicals, and her parents are pretty liberal. And so when she said that, they were like, oh, well, that company doesn't care about climate change. And, you know, it's funny because my wife said, well, we kind of make sure the world is able to eat. Like, we used to see the commercials of, remember the kids in Africa with the bellies distended and everything? Like, we pretty much solved world hunger, but you can't do that unless you have pesticides and you're able to genetically modify wheat. And at the same time that all these people are screaming about chemicals, some of them have actually done some good, like, you know, ended famine.
Yeah, I actually think what you just said there is a really important point as an academic who does actual consulting on some things that are related to this. Like, what the hard left seems to want, you could call it degrowth, maybe, using the old line from the Monkey Wrench Gang, would actually kill hundreds of millions of people.
Yes.
Like, humanity has spent almost all of time trying to get away from, like, subsistence farming, where your girl is running the house and milking cows, and you're going out chasing coyotes away from the fields, which are farmed with horse manure. I mean, like, that was all of history. Like, West Africa, Nigeria, and so on, just grew past that, like, past 20 years. India. You know, this is where you have outdoor toilets. So, I mean, the idea that we should return to that because it's beautiful and noble is this sort of college campus fantasy. Like, yeah, in reality, if you've ever talked to a large industrial farmer, like the people that grow tobacco and raise horses down here in Kentucky, everything is sprayed usually 2 times a year with modern, high-quality pesticides. It's washed later. They don't go into your body. But if you don't use pesticide, you get back to what we used to have, where, like, the old joke on the greeting card was the apple with the worm in it. Like, anything that hasn't been treated with modern agricultural methods is full of worms and has ticks on it. I mean, it's like hunting in the woods, but forever. Like, you're not coming home.
Yeah, it's true, and it's always funny when these, you know, upper middle class white college educated liberals want to tell the developing world, no air conditioning for you. Suck it up, buttercup. Open up your windows and, you know, get malaria and die. Dr. Wilfred Riley, always a pleasure, my friend. Get the book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and look for his new book, which will be out in 8 months. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, going to take a quick break. President Trump speaking from the Oval Office and taking questions, making an economic announcement. We will bring it to you right away, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So that means the president is speaking and taking questions from the Oval Office. So what we like to do here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG is bring it to you. So that's what we're going to do right now. Glad you're here today. And looks like tomorrow I will be doing something very, very cool. But I'll tell you about that in just a second. Let's jump into the president.
Expected. One of the most highly respected economists and people that watch your money and know more about your money and your life than probably anybody I can think of. And I want to thank Steve for being here. I saw this today. They came out. What he puts out gets a lot of coverage. And I saw some of them, and then he had a couple of others. And I'd like to ask Steve maybe to discuss a few of these numbers that were just released. I mean, literally just released. And then we're going over, and we're going to do Purple Heart. We have some incredible, brave people that I look forward to, so we're going to do that right after this. Steve, could you say a few words about the various charts?
Thank you, Mr. President. So I called the president because I had some very good news from some new data that we've been able to put together that no one has ever seen before, and I'll just very quickly go through these. So I was telling the president that he did the right thing in calling for a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because this shows that over the last 2 years of the Biden administration, the BLS overestimated job creation by 1.5 million jobs. That's a, Mr. President, that's a gigantic error. And I don't know if she's, I'm not.
It might not have been an error. That's the bad part. If it was an error, it would be one thing. I don't.
Gigantic error. And I don't know if she's, I'm not.
It might not have been an error. That's the bad part. If it was an error, it would be one thing. I don't think it's an error. I think they did it purposely.
Whether that, you may well be right, but even if it wasn't purposefully, it's incompetence.
Right.
Okay. So 1.5 million jobs overestimated. We have access to the some data that no one else does on what has happened month by month with median household income. This is based on unpublished Census Bureau data. It will be released sometime in the next 6 months, but we get an advanced look at it. And so I was telling the president in his first 5 months in office, starting in January through the end of June, the average median household income adjusted for inflation for the average family in America is already up $1,174.
That's huge. Incredible number. Yeah. Just came out.
Just came out. So that's a giant game.
And if I would have said this, nobody would have believed me. There's your number. We're doing well.
So the next one compares, we finally have the 2024 data on what happened with real family income in the United States. And so what I did was I compared the record and Donald Trump's first term with the Joe Biden first term. And you can see that, by the way, these dotted lines here, Mr. President, that's COVID. So if it had not been for COVID, these numbers would have been substantially better. But even taking account President Trump's last year in 2020, we saw a $6,400 real after inflation gain in income for the average family. And that compares with Joe Biden, which was a measly $551. So, Mr. President, you gain 10 times more income for the average family than Joe Biden. It's because of your policies.
And that's taken into consideration COVID,
yep.
Which a lot of times you don't have to do that. But
we were
I'm very glad you did.
We're over almost 8,000 until
look COVID. At that number.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we looked at, you know, which families did the best. And we have data from the Census Bureau that shows by income percentage. So the 25th percentile is the lowest income, 75th percentile is the highest income. And what I find fascinating about this, Mr. President, is every income group did better. The red is President Trump, the blue is President Biden. Every single income group did better under President Trump. But what's really amazing is look what happened under Biden. The lowest income group lost income under Biden. They were poor 4 years after Biden's presidency. No gain virtually whatsoever for the middle class. And the rich was the only group that did better under Biden, which is ironic because Biden keeps saying he was trying to get rid of income inequality. He made income inequality worse, not better. It was President Trump that reduced income inequality.
These numbers just came out, by the way.
Yep. And then finally, these are the numbers just in I just showed you in percentage terms. Mr. President, these are the numbers in dollar terms. So even the lowest income 25th percent gained about $4,000 in income. That's a lot for a lower income family. $6,400 for the middle class and almost $10,000 for the richest. So you can see every income group did better under Trump than Biden by a wide margin. That's the sort.
I think when you look at them, they're all something, but this one chart really says it better than anything. If you look at this, this is great, but this chart is pretty amazing right here. All new numbers. Okay, so we're going to go now over to each room, and we're going to celebrate some very brave people with the Purple Hearts. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, just to follow up on the India tariffs, do you expect increased trade negotiations, you know, since you've announced the 50% tariff?
No, not until we get it resolved.
Mr. President, is your deadline for Vladimir Putin agreeing to a ceasefire still stand tomorrow? Or is that fluid now that talks
are... What?
Is your deadline still standing for Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire tomorrow? Or is that fluid now?
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed, yeah?
Does Putin have to meet with Zelensky in order and before you and Putin have to meet?
No.
You're willing to, that's actually important because President Putin said this morning he was pretty dismissive of this idea of meeting with President Zelensky. President Putin was.
I don't know, I didn't hear
him. For you to meet with him, he doesn't have to agree to meet with Zelensky, is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't, no.
So what do you think that means?
They would like to meet with me and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing. So last month, they lost 14,000 people killed, last month. Every week is 4,000 or 5,000 people. So I don't like long waits. I think it's a shame. And they're mostly soldiers. They're Ukrainian and Russian soldiers. And some people from the cities where, you know, missiles are lobbed in and you'll lose 35, 40 people a night, which is terrible. But no, mostly it's soldiers. And you're talking about, on average, 20,000 a month. 20,000 people are dying a month, young, generally young people, soldiers. We're going to speak about soldiers. We'll see you over for Purple
Rain. Okay, that's the president talking about jobs and how there's more of them under Biden. Under Trump, excuse me. And incomes are better under President Trump than under President Biden. And he's doing a Purple Heart ceremony, which we'll monitor. I don't know. Has that started yet, Justin?
Have not seen it started
okay,
yet.
Okay, so we'll jump into that at some point when that begins as well. They're going over to the East Room of the White House, which will eventually be the White House Ballroom at some point. Okay, I got a lot I need to share with you. First of all, so the president put out a statement on Truth Social today that when the 2030 census is counted, only United States citizens will be counted in the census. Okay. And he said that is going to be the fact. Now, there was this New York congresswoman who said the quiet part out loud, as they say, and she said she needs illegal immigrants to be counted in order for her to keep her seat in Congress. And obviously, when I say seat in Congress, I mean, Congress is made up of two houses, the Senate and the House. I'm obviously speaking of the House of Representatives, but, you know, for her to keep her seat in Congress, she needs those illegal aliens to be counted. She actually said that. She said the quiet part out loud, as they say. That's why the old Shakespearean phrase, which somebody said, I'm not really saying it quite correctly, but you get the point. You know, Ophelia doth protest too much. When they were sending all the illegals, shipping the illegals to blue states, they weren't really, I mean, they were like fake crying over it. They want the bodies because the way the census is done now, they count everybody, literally everybody, everybody. So that needs to stop and that needs to change. Here's Stephen Miller, the deputy White House chief of staff, revealing that Democrats got 20 to 30 House seats from counting illegals in the census. And I agree with that. Absolutely. And the founders, the framers of the Constitution never, ever would have imagined counting people who are not in this country legally, who were not citizens of the United States of America. They wouldn't. They didn't. I mean, they didn't. For example, I mean, just to prove that point, they did not count Indians towards representation in the House of Representatives. And I know that this sounds controversial, but the 3/5 compromise was actually something that the abolitionists put together. It was never intended to say that Black people were only 3/5 of a person. It was done so that the Southern states would not get more seats in the House by counting their slaves for the purposes of apportionment. Since the slaves had no right to vote, and then you would have more obviously pro-slavery members of Congress. So the 3/5 compromise was something put by the abolitionists. It's something Dr. Riley and I have talked about, something he's written about, something that, you know, at one point, cancel culture would have demanded that you be fired for suggesting such a thing. But that's the truth. It's not, no one was suggesting that Black people were 3/5 of a human being. And I hate when in today's day and age, like somebody once said that. I think that guy who called me General Fugazi said that, you know, well, your party thinks we're 3/5 of a person or something like that. I was like, well, first of all, not my party. Actually, my party was the party that freed the slaves. But the party you vote for was the one that was enslaving everybody. But, you know, I guess that's beside the point. Somehow that gets lost in history, I guess. But no, but that's the whole point. Like, you look at the original way they did the apportionment of the seats in the House of Representatives, and they didn't count Indians, and slaves were counted as 3/5 of a person for the purposes of apportionment, because they didn't want to have a lot of pro-slavery members in the House. And that's why they did it that way. Okay, Bob's Little Sports Shop, my people over there, great people. Book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events that can host up to 30 people. Book a smaller group, 10 or less during business hours, and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. Ladies, call Bob's now and register for their women's shooting event August 10th at 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms. Shooting and cleaning classes, Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and previous experience is not necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com or call them at 856-881-7575. Bob's Little Sports Shop is my go-to place. I love the fact that for 60 years, they have been defenders of our freedom and our liberty. The best selection of firearms anywhere, the range, the instructors, the people that are there are outstanding. Go there and tell them I said hello. And ladies, before you lose your vocal cords when The View is canceled and you're no longer able to speak, reach out to Bob's today and sign up for their women's shooting event August 10th at 1 p.m. Bob's Little Sports Shop. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin, do you have an update for us on that shooting with the troopers?
It came out in a Fox report not too long ago, but the suspect who allegedly ambushed two Pennsylvania state troopers in a shooting earlier this afternoon is dead. Officials confirmed to the Associated Press not too long ago.
And the troopers are okay? They're expected to make a recovery?
Yeah, the troopers, I think Governor Shapiro also tweeted about it. Both wounded troopers are recovering and in stable condition.
Excellent. Thank you for the update. Appreciate that very much. Good stuff. Good. And as more details come out, we will certainly get them for you. There's also an update on, there's an friggin' alligator. I just retweeted this. Steve Keeley at Fox 29, another alligator set loose in a local lake. We've been made aware of a small alligator that is swimming in the area of Magnolia Lake, according to the Bristol Township Police Department. We have notified the Wildlife and Game Commission, who will be addressing the situation. Please use caution and avoid using the creek until it's safe. So I guess this is a thing that's been happening where people are putting alligators in local lakes. So I don't know why they're doing this, obviously, but, you know, they're doing this. So Steve Keeley also just tweeting out as well that they arrested accused killer of Philadelphia rapper LGPQUA. Now, I don't even know if that's the rapper's name, if I'm saying that correctly. LGPQUA. I don't know. But they arrested 21-year-old Amir Early, caught running out of the back of a home on Kensington on Reach Street. And I guess that was like, he's like the third murderer who was arrested in the killing of this rapper who was killed on M Street back on May 11th. So two 19-year-olds were previously arrested in the case of this rapper. You ever heard of this guy? LGPQUA? Sounds like the friggin' Rainbow Mafia.
Yeah, the first three letters are an acronym, but LGPQUA. LGP stands for Let's Get Paid.
Oh, LGPQUA. Oh, LGPQUA, yeah.
Qua or Quay, I can't remember. It's one of the two.
Is he like a big deal?
Not really, no. It's just another one of like the local underground rappers.
Okay. Now, this wasn't like when they killed Diddy. Not Diddy. what's his name?
Oh, God.
Tupac.
I thought you were going for a more recent... that one rapper that got killed in California a couple years ago.
Well, who's the rapper that got gunned down and they still don't know who did it?
Well, that's both Biggie and Tupac.
Biggie and Tupac. Biggie, right. Yeah. And there's a whole conspiracy around that, right?
Yeah, they think Suge Knight did it, or they think somebody did it, and we still don't know who did it.
Yeah, I've often thought it was Suge Knight. Or that Suge Knight might have been a patsy. Right?
I think Suge did do it.
You did? You think Suge did do it?
I think Suge
was he
did
a lone gunman?
I think Suge was the lone gunman. Yes.
Suge, we should get Gerald Posner on the case. He would know.
If there's anybody that could figure it out, it's definitely Posner.
Definitely Posner. He's probably already written the book. The guy writes books like Stephen King writes books. He's constantly churning them out. I should send him a note right now. Write me a book on Biggie and Tupac and the conspiracy around that. It'd probably be like, boom, it'd be out there. It'd be done.
Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
I don't even know who the hell Nipsey Hussle is. Who the hell's Nipsey Hussle? Was that another rapper?
I thought that's who you were referencing.
I thought that's who
LA
you were referencing at first.
Died recently.
Oh.
Yeah, he got shot
not super recently, but
2019.
Like 5 years ago, I think, yeah.
Can we ask Gerald Posner if Suge Knight acted alone or if it was the CIA, if it was a conspiracy? Can we find out?
God, I love having Gerald Posner on, so any excuse that works for me.
I tell you, his wife, Trisha, was great the other day, too. She really was.
Yeah.
She was excellent. Fantastic. Smart guys marry smart women, or in my case, smart women marry dopes. Anyway. Looks like I'll be back on. I don't want to jinx it.
I mean, hey, we didn't mention Russ today, and it happened.
I know. Maybe I won't mention it. I'm not going to mention it. I'll have Aislabie mention it tomorrow if it happens. How about that? I don't want to jinx it.
Fair.
Okay. All right. Another potential Fox News appearance. But well, we don't jinx it. We'll just let Aislabie announce it tomorrow when he's feeling.
We don't say what which show. Just maybe one.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Maybe one. I mean, we're definitely doing Newsroom next week, and we're definitely doing America Reports next week. But tomorrow night, maybe one. And then, but I'm actually taking off tomorrow because Bridget's getting minor nose surgery. She's getting deviated septum surgery, and so I'm taking her to the to the surgical center and being dad and doing all that stuff. So, and then we'll probably do the hit from a van down by the river again. So.
Hey, it's your second chance to have your buddies come and tip the van over.
Tailgate, tip the van over, or like Fela said yesterday, they could take the rims off,
There you go.
So, I like it. I'm in. Sign me up. All right, a lot to get to in the 5 o'clock hour. Dr. Victoria Coates is going to join us, and I'll give you the latest on what is happening. Zoran Mandami says President Trump is secretly helping the LoveGov/nursing home killer, Andrew Cuomo. Is there any truth to that? We shall find out. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.